This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump talks a whole lot, including today, about how unfair China is being in its American trade policies and that he is not worried about the prospect of a trade war. That phrase has been in the news a whole lot. They are good and easy to win, the president says. So we asked our China correspondent what people over there are saying. Here is Marketplace's Jennifer Pak from Shanghai.
The main evening news on China's state-run CCTV didn't even cover President Trump's demands for tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Other Chinese media haven't covered much on U.S.-China trade frictions either, which is normal, says Ye Tan, a financial analyst.
If the Chinese government hasn't decided or is still negotiating an issue, then the state media won't report on it to prevent unnecessary public debate.
That's why if you ask people in Shanghai's financial district about the proposed U.S. tariffs, you'll get a lot of this. No, they haven't heard the news. Or there's not much interest, as with students Portia Liu and Yimin.
As a student, I don't feel the news has much direct impact on my life.
No, it's not a big deal in China.
Here's why. Chinese steel, aluminum, and solar panels have faced many U.S. trade barriers over the years, so these latest tariff threats are just one more. U.S. officials say China subsidizes its industries so its exporters have an unfair advantage over American producers. The Chinese government accuses the U.S. of exporting underpriced sorghum and animal feed to China. It's launched an anti-dumping investigation. So, could all this escalate into a trade war? Not many people here seem to think so. This man, Kevin, he wouldn't give his last name, was pretty typical.
If you think about it, a trade war will also hit the U.S. economy.
Many people here don't buy President Trump's claim on Twitter that the U.S. could easily win a trade war. Analyst Ye Tan says Trump is just playing to his base.
He also wants to let China know that he's a fierce person, but China will not change course because of that.
In other words, the threat of a trade war won't pressure China to make the changes America wants, unless it's ready to. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.